Joining us live, retired U.S. Army Colonel Jeff McCausland. Jeff also formerly served as the Dean of Academics at the U.S. Army War College, and he's a military consultant for CBS News. And Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. It's evident that Israel and the U.S. knew Iran was poised to do this. Let's review why Iran chose now to strike Israel.
Well, Iran chose now because, as you said at the top, the killing of Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, which is the principal proxy or client state for Iran in the region as part of the so-called axis of resistance. And this had occurred, of course, across a number of days, beginning with a spectacular explosion of about 2,000 pagers in the hands of mid-level and upper-level Hezbollah officials in Beirut, followed by the explosion the following day of walkie-talkies, and then a rapidly increasing air campaign by the Israelis against a variety of targets all across Lebanon, ultimately resulting in the killing of Hassan Nasrallah. Now, this, of course, is also due to, for the last year, Hezbollah has been supporting Hamas and their attack against Israel and been delivering artillery, missile, and rocket attacks against northern Israel for the past year, forcing about 60,000 Israelis to flee their homes. And the Israeli government has now said this is a major objective of this war, to get this to end and allow those people to return home.
It's interesting, Jeff, because we're hearing reports now of gunfire with injuries in the Jaffa neighborhood moments before the rocket attacks. And I guess the natural question I would ask is, are they linked? We might not know.
Yeah, I don't think we really know. You're quite right. There was some shooting around a bus stop somewhere in that particular area. Apparently, six or seven people were, in fact, killed. Unclear if they were, frankly, Israelis or were they Arab or Palestinian. But that also occurred. I kind of doubt this was part of this overall attack. It could be, if you will, a sympathetic attack that occurred because of the same conditions, this Indian or Israeli now invasion of Lebanon. And so it could have been Palestinians, people on the West Bank, organizations and groups opposed to the Israeli occupation of the West Bank.
Well, what does this mean for the Israeli army? As you've been reporting, they've really been stretched in all this conflict.
Yeah, they really are stretched to the max. I mean, right now, the Israeli military, Air Force included, is facing a minimum of a four-front war. I mean, they have a front in the north with Lebanon. They have a front in the south with Hamas. They've also been repelling attacks by missiles from the Houthis down in Yemen, who fired a couple of ballistic missiles at Israel over the last couple of days. And now they have a fourth front, which is not only Iran, but also Shiite militia groups operating out of Iraq, who have launched attacks against Israel using rockets and the drones that have been provided to them primarily by Iran.
Much has been reported over the years, Jeff, of the Iron Dome. And I understand it's part of a multi-pronged military defense system in Israel, and reports of interceptions today, but unsure whether it's the dome or whether it was aircraft that were intercepting.
Yeah, I think, again, it's unclear. It could have been a bit of both. I would imagine these particular attacks were primarily ballistic and cruise missiles. The ballistic missiles come in at a higher trajectory. They would have likely been intercepted either by aircraft or the Israeli Aero Air Defense System, which is, you're right, part of that multi-tier, multi-altitude air defense network the Israelis employ. Apparently, the Iranians also employed some cruise missiles. They come in at a lower level, and those would have been intercepted by the Iron Dome.
So on the U.S. side, I know the Navy 6th Fleet is present in the area for support. Can you inform us about the other forces in play on the U.S. side?
The United States has about, U.S. has about 40,000 troops in the region, but the Pentagon even yesterday announced they were bolstering a number of Air Force F-15s, F-16s, and A-10s in the region. We also have the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Battle Group on station, and the USS Harry Truman Battle Group is en route. But in addition, I think a concern is, and plans have been made to evacuate Americans and other non-combatants from Lebanon. There may be up to 86,000 Americans living in Lebanon alone, and there are plans already in place to evacuate up to 50,000 of them, if necessary, to Cyprus. A large number of Americans were, in fact, evacuated from Lebanon back in 2006, when a war ignited back then between Israel and Hezbollah.
So, Jeff, I guess my final question for you is, the U.S. warned Iran about the consequences if they proceeded with this attack. In your opinion, what do you think they could be?
Well, they warned them that the United States would stand by Israel, the United States would defend Israel, and the United States was not going to restrain Israel in its response. You know, back in April, we saw an attack by Iran of about 300 missiles and drones, which was largely rebuffed and intercepted by the Israelis. But the Israeli response was somewhat muted. They went after some Iranian air defense, one site not far from a nuclear facility, and subsequently, of course, assassinated a guy named Ismail Haniyeh, who was Hamas' political figure who was attending an inauguration for the new Iranian president. That was partly part of that overall response. But this time, I think we're going to see a much larger scale Israeli response. I think that response will come fairly quickly. And so the United States is saying we're not going to really restrain them this time around. And the United States, I think, also stands by to assist Israel in its own defense. And then finally, of course, the United States, I think, has made it clear to the Iranians that attacks on U.S. military forces in the region, either by them or by their proxies, could likely result in an American response against Iran.
Retired U.S. Army colonel and, of course, a military consultant for CBS News, Jeff McLaughlin. Jeff, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right. And stay with us. Our coverage continues.